producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stefan with my friends Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli.
Hello. Hello.
That's right. Oh, my God. They're both charming. Rich McFadden's at the controls in our studio.
There is nothing charming about Roberta.
Roberta is charming.
Yes.
Roberta's charming in sort of a mature way.
Mature way.
Jennifer is charming in a youthful, sweet way. That kind of stuff. You know, not that Roberta's not sweet, because she's not really, but it's a double negative and it equals a positive. Sort of reminds me of what was the comment? Oh, the other night at the town meeting, we had a 45-minute argument about giving a no-confidence vote to somebody and how to phrase it in the wording of the motion. To no vote means yes, and the yes vote meant no, and aye.
Oh, kind of like the Republicans.
Well, I think you can get that in political doublespeak, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, Mitt, are you going to do, let's do Tom Petty first, Richie. Is that what you're going to do? Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. I will not back down. We'll do the left of center conversation first, then we'll do the right of center conversation. Get it out of the way. Tom Petty not being channeled by President Obama. That's interesting. Yesterday, he sent a message over to Capitol Hill to tell the GOP that he was going to nominate Brian Sandoval, who's the governor of Nevada.
Well, that's the rumor.
What's so interesting about Mr. Sandoval, Governor Sandoval, is that he is a Republican.
Republican, there you go.
He's
the
a popular Republican.
You to the Congress.
So, that's right, yep. So, will this work?
No, I mean, the president's pretty smart. He finds the most left-wing Republican that he can find to nominate, which is still just a rumor.
He's a popular. I don't think he's that left-wing.
And he throws it out there and he says, all right,
yeah,
let's see what you guys do with this.
Yeah.
It's pretty
funny. Right.
It keeps the theater going anyway. What the heck?
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, I think if Congress, after they've come out so strong saying they're not going to approve a nominee, they have to hold their word. Don't
really?
You think?
Nope. Because they're not any good for their word anyway. Everybody knows.
They can't afford to not do it.
Oh, baloney. They haven't got any scruples. They got nothing.
Oh, I'm not arguing that they do. I'm saying that they shouldn't since they've made
okay,
big
so let's turn this ship to the right a little bit and try to figure out, other than what's obvious, why Mitt Romney would suggest that Donald Trump has a problem with his tax returns. Listen to this, Richie. You got cut 305 there. This is Mitt Romney.
Well, let me go
305. Mitt Romney, former presidential candidate, former governor of Massachusetts. Quite a good guy, but he didn't have any starch behind him, and that's why he lost.
Frankly, I'd like to see a number of things from the candidates, not just their positions on issues in some detail, and some candidates are more thorough in laying out what they're going to do than others. But I'd also like to see their back taxes. This will give us a real sense of whether these people are on the up and up and whether they've been telling us things about themselves that are true or not. So, I think, you know, frankly, I think we have good reason to believe that there's a bombshell in Donald Trump's taxes.
Why?
I think there's something there. Either he's not anywhere near as wealthy as he says he is, or he hasn't been paying the kind of taxes we would expect him to pay, or perhaps he hasn't been giving money to the vets or to the disabled like he's been telling us he's been doing. And I think that's the reason that I think there's a bombshell in there is because every time he's asked about his taxes, he dodges and delays and says, well, we're working on it. Frankly, the voters have a right to see those tax returns before they decide who our nominee ought to be.
All right. So here's,
I'm a real boy.
Yeah. the social media side of this, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. Lisa writes, I remember that Romney wouldn't discuss showing his tax returns. What a hypocrite. Chris writes, Mitt Romney should be the last person talking about anybody's tax returns. He did everything in his power not to provide a complete reporting of his either. John, it will be a bombshell, but will it matter? The fan base for Trump is not much, seems to be resistant to bombshells. Let's see here. Diana writes, after Trump has said and done all these outrageous things, including going full bore against the Pope, and the Republican hero W, with complete impunity, I doubt there's anything there that will raise even an eyebrow for those who are supporting Trump. And I think there may be a lot of truth to that. He seems to be bulletproof. He seems to be not. I mean, look at the numbers. They keep going up and up and up. But I do find it interesting.
Amazing.
As we've suggested, that the hierarchy of the Republican Party doesn't know what to do because they want to control
the public. Well, that's what this is the RNC going to Mitt Romney and saying, look, you have to be the one to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Because if Reince Priebus does it, then he looks like he's bullying Donald Trump. So it's got to be somebody who's got puppet strings. And look, if you run for president, this is part of what you have to turn over. I mean, these guys are right. He's got to show his tax returns.
He will.
But I just think it's coming from a funny source when Mitt Romney has
it. Have we seen Hillary Clinton's tax returns yet?
Oh, that would be fun.
Bernie Sanders' tax returns? I don't think there's anything in Bernie Sanders'.
Well, the big thing with them is the speeches.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I thought Bernie Sanders was beautiful. You want to see the transcripts from all of my paid speeches? Here you go. Nothing.
Nothing.
I've never been paid for a speech.
Right. That sort of reminds me of the book that was written by a woman about all the loving things your husband said about her, and it was 85 pages of blank paper.
Bernie Sanders, he's a treat.
He is, but I wish he'd step it up a little bit. I mean, he's as much as the RNC is trying to do the old screw job on Trump, the Democratic National Party is doing a screw job on Bernie.
Sanders, actually, same thing's happening over there.
Bernie's kind of a gentleman, and he's not saying anything. I'd be screaming
Bernie
at the
window. He is a gentleman.
Yes, he's such a likable guy. He's a little crazy, but
he's like a grandpa.
Right.
But it's like the DNC is awarding super delegates to people so that they're fixing the election and taking it away from you.
That's crazy.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in 2 minutes here on Good Day with an update of the important medical stories of the week.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. Mm. And they're only $2.99.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese.
Mm.
Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Right now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $4.99 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, EW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing. Now through Sunday with the Guitar Center gear card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
Coming up by on 16 past the hour. This is the Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now. And I think that I'm going to somehow pull us away from the normal conversation we have about the news, because your mom passed away, and we actually were having quite a good conversation off the air, and I want to bring it to the air because I think it's reflective of what, especially somebody like you, who's so steeped in the medical community. You and your brother both are very successful physicians, and your mother, I'm sure, was very proud of both of you. My son, the doctor, and she could point with both fingers.
And she was a successful registered nurse who really worked into her early 80s as a point of light, as a volunteer in what was called the Medivan in South Florida. She and retired doctors would go and take care of people who had no health care.
Yep. So, under the circumstances, as we talk about the passing of your mom, I remember when your father died a few years ago.
2006.
And it seems more recent than that. Isn't it amazing? 10 years ago.
Both
my father
about
died
89.
In 2004. Yes. And it seems like yesterday. So what we were discussing was the fact there's nobody left in front of you anymore. Mm-hmm. And we sort of chuckling about I mentioned the Grim Reaper. It is very evident, though, for those of us who are there, and that would include lots of people, and this may be what age you are, it's just when your parents are gone, hello, who's next? You!
Well,
you're next!
Well, I'll say it again, that I felt over the weekend when we buried my mom and you look down into the ground, you feel like you're thrown through the last doorway to adulthood and suddenly you're there.
Yep, and that's it.
Yep.
You are there. You know, it's that simple, really. And I think, though, that the way a lot of people handle it, I'm not sure.
Isn't that funny, though? Even at our age, you don't really feel like you're there until your parents are gone. So even you could be even 60 years old.
Exactly.
And once your parents die, you finally are like the head, the last thing between you and there.
But you know what?
It's
the way of, I don't feel like, when I think about it, when I was younger, I got all freaked out about death. And maybe whatever has happened to me as I matured into adulthood, real adulthood, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I don't have the conversation a lot with people, but I think about it with satisfaction when I think about whatever my beliefs are about what happens after whatever juice you got in your body, this body goes away. And it doesn't seem to be the big deal that it used to be. And I think a lot of us are so full of fear-based thinking because religion actually teaches you to be afraid of what happens next, and you know what happens, you're not going to stop it. So you might as well let it flow.
I think to a lot of people, religion gives comfort towards the end of life.
Yeah, it does. But it does. All right, let's speak about speaking of comfort, because February is Heart Health Month. We've been talking a lot this month about Super Beats and how important it is to use this product every single day for the mitigation of blood pressure, all those sorts of things. Ken is an expert in the heart, has really good reasons for liking Super Beats.
Well, your doctors may not even mention nitric oxide to you because it was only discovered in 1988, and in 1998 it was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine and Physiology. So those of us who went to medical school before this don't even really know much about nitric oxide, and it is so important. It's a signaling molecule from head to toe. It allows the muscles in the circulation to relax. So it lowers blood pressure, it improves your immune system, your gut works better, your brain works better, and your body needs to continuously make nitric oxide. It's a gas, like oxygen, carbon dioxide. The red blood cells hold it, they release it. It's like a garage door. It allows the blood vessels to open so that the red blood cells can deliver oxygen throughout your body. You need to measure your nitric oxide level. These folks, there's a Baylor scientist that works with this company, Neogenesis, has developed a saliva test strip. It's accurate. Everyone should measure their nitric oxide. And then there's two products to get your level up, Neo 40, and then to get a boost if you, before your workout or instead of those caffeine drinks, you can get Super Beats. Both of them are very effective.
800-655-4183 to take Dr. Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. One more time for Super Beats and Neo 40 to get that blood pressure where you want it to be, get great circulation, 800-655-4183.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello. Yeah, well, let's dig around.
It's her latest.
I know.
They're so picky. What a critic.
Oh, my God.
I happen to like Adele a lot.
Then why do you keep...
I want to dig into her sound bag, her bag of songs, rather.
That's not her sound bag.
Bag. You want to see if I can find her singing the Hokey Pokey?
Yeah. What else can you find from Adele, who's in the news today because she received her Brit Award, the best musical award in England. She dedicated it to Kesha after...
Just trying to confuse you.
You say Keisha, I say
poor Doug off the air was like Keisha, and I said Kesha. And now I'm correcting you again. I love you. I'm sorry. I'm just playing. Back to you in the studio.
You made him feel bad.
Now he's
he got it
right. Quiet.
He's quiet.
He's
meanwhile, going. Back at the real story. Adele dedicated her best female win at the Brit Awards last night to Kesha. First of 4 wins she had last night. She thanked her team for letting her embrace the fact that she is a woman. Would like to take this moment to publicly support Kesha, is what she said. This is, if you're not following, we've had this conversation on and off all week. The judge in New York ruling that this singer, Kesha, has to continue to record on her Sony Music contract, even though she's getting abused by her producer. One wonders who the judge is and how they... Was the judge a woman or a man? Anybody remember?
The judge, I don't know, but the judge ruled that she didn't have to work with Dr. Luke. She just had to stay with Sony.
Right. Adele, the biggest, most popular Sony artist, 25 million copies of her new album already has been sold. And didn't they do it sort of non traditionally. What do I remember about Adele saying she wasn't going to do something when this thing first came out last fall? I don't know. Just something sticks in my craw. Nobody else remembers either. What's the matter with you?
I don't.
You got to have a better memory than me in order to stay here to bolster my own memory. Anyway, Kesha sent a letter to her fans yesterday saying, quote, "All I ever wanted was to be able to make music without being afraid, scared, or abused." That certainly resonates with women, doesn't it?
I would think absolutely.
That people going to...
My question is, why would you want to just, so truly sexually abused her, why is he not in jail?
Well, that's a good question. Why is it? Is it because
and
the girl
voice... And I don't
even
know if there's, like, even a case going against him right now.
I don't either. Do you want to check it out?
I don't think there is.
I don't either. So then that makes me think, what the heck's going on there?
She also added, "I'd be willing to work with Sony if they do the right thing and break all ties that bind me to my abuser." All right, so here is Adele actually going
incredible.
Through.
You're all amazing, and it's a privilege to be alongside you. I'd like to take a quick second just to thank my management and my record label for embracing the fact that I'm a woman and being encouraged by it. And I'd also like to take this moment to publicly support Kesha. Thank you very much.
Yay!
Would you like to do that, Dougie? Would you like to take a moment to publicly support Kesha?
As soon as I learn how to pronounce her name, I'll be all set.
Perfect.
Well, I think it is. I mean, this is just another example of men and the exercise of power that men in control have had and do have still.
I think it's the music business.
My son says that there are many things going on in the movie business, production, television, same kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
Yes.
Hollywood is
owned
by pigs. Yes. Yes. Oink, oink, oink.
Your property.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what
it is. Whether you're a man or a woman.
Enslavement. I mean, look back to the 40s, especially when the studio system was in vogue and, you know, enforced, basically.
Go see Hail Caesar. That's kind of what they, I mean, it wasn't very good, but that's sort of what it was about.
Yeah. But it was that, when women wouldn't get paid as much as men. And that still apparently is a problem to a point. But this is a kind of a sickness that we have here. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
If you run a business, whether you're in plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that commercial vans aren't one size fits all. Some vans are too small.
We're going to have to make two trips.
Others too big.
Watch the top. Watch the top.
You need a van that's just right. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. It's the only available mid-size commercial van with unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall. It's big enough for the job, yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to...
A lot of people today are choosing to forego a college education, enter the workforce. Brian Osich is here, finding out how that can have an everlasting effect on career advancement and future earning potential.
What does it take to get ahead? Most career analysts and experts agree a bachelor's degree is the hot ticket to success. Dr. Elena Masters, Dean of Faculty at University of Phoenix College of Humanities and Sciences.
Company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples Tech Team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
After the hour, the Uplifting Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli. I almost forgot your name, Roberta. Rich McFadden is here.
Well, you are getting like dementia or something now.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly. Now, maybe this is wishful thinking on my
part. Out of everybody here, I've been with you the longest.
Yes,
and you forget
have.
My name?
No, I didn't forget
your
name.
Seriously?
Check the tattoo on your right arm, Doug.
I was trying to figure. I actually had a wisecrack in my mind about you, and then I decided not to use it, frankly. So that's what
What was it?
That's like Meredith. When I say I got a secret, she says, well, what is it?
No, well, that's because you're not supposed to say. If you really didn't want to tell the secret, you wouldn't say you had a secret.
No. That's why I asked him what it was.
If you want to know a secret,
Oh, boy.
All right, so some interesting airline news, airplane news, airline news. Richie loves it when I go into my airline mode.
My favorite part of the show.
When I talk about travel. Okay, so we are carrying a story today at DougSteffen.com about what some airlines are thinking. There's a development stage now for by the folks at Airbus, the crap can Airbus company. They want to design a seat that actually is a bench. They will fit two overweight fat passengers in instead of three regular passengers.
All right. Yeah.
So this comes on the heel of it. I told a story on the air, I think, the other day about this guy who sat next to me. I don't fly Southwest very often. I think, did we talk about this on the air or off the air? I know you and I, Roberta, because Roberta loves
Southwest.
You did
it on the air because I
almost exclusively travel Southwest.
So anyway, the idea of somebody. There's nothing here about anything other than sort of being polite.
It isn't really
under the circumstances. What happened to Roberta? She died.
No.
She's died. So anyway, I'm sitting next to this guy on the exit row, and I'm flying from Chicago to Boston, and he falls asleep. And as he falls more asleep, he leans further over to me, and he gets more asleep, further over to me. So I had to get out of my seat.
Why didn't you just push him back?
I never allow
someone to sleep on me. That's weird.
Did he drool on you?
He did. He was kind of drooling. Yeah, that's really
just how do you allow that? You allowed it.
And what is he supposed to do, Jeff?
Stay out of my space, man.
Yeah.
You just give him a nudge. See, I always am big on the pretending to sneeze and just be like, achoo, and just like elbow him in the head.
I'll remember that for the next time it happens.
I'm sorry to disturb you, sir.
Right.
And that's also a really good way, you know, if the flight isn't full. As soon as I walk on a plane, I'm one of the first, like, 15 people on a plane because I'm A-list on Southwest.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as soon as I walk on the plane, I ask the flight attendant, is it a full flight?
Yeah.
And she'll tell me, you know, how many. Well, we got 73 seats out of 120. In that case, I'll take a window seat and I'll pull out all of my tissues and cough drops.
Yeah. And put it on the seat.
And put it on the tray table and then stick a bag on the seat. And that kind of guarantees that nobody will sit next to me.
I'm telling you, there's also a vibe that you can give off that's like, but your problem is you went for the exit row. Duh. You think there's ever going to be an empty seat in the exit row,
never.
Doug? You're not even that tall.
Why are you taking up an exit
row?
You should be saving it for a guy like me.
Oh, okay, really.
But why would you want to? The biggest people on the plane are going to be attracted to the exit row.
Well, because they have more leg room than the other seats, especially on Southwest.
Head to the back. You don't need it.
I do need it.
You could do jumping jacks in a regular.
No, I want more leg space, but thanks very much. Anyway, so.
And on the 7th.
And on the, I think it's the 737s, one seat has no seat in front of it at all.
On the 737-700.
On the exit row, yeah.
On the exit row.
And that one is like, you know.
Right. That's the one I go.
Beeline for that one.
Absolutely. That's the one I go.
Back to the bench seat. I mean, you imagine, picture yourself as a person who doesn't fit in a regular. How embarrassing must it be for them?
Wow.
So let's. Everybody usually looks at this from the somebody's invading my space and my seat part of it. But look at it from the people that have to
They're
fly.
Not having fun invading your seat, I'm sure.
Not at all. So, I mean, it's unfortunate that in this country, we have this situation.
And let's talk about airlines. I mean, let's be fair. Look, you go because there's no leg room and there's not much butt room on most airplanes. So I'd actually think you're right, Rich. This might be a good idea.
All right, so
I say beanbag chairs for
the reason it's being done isn't because the airlines are so wonderful, but they're being sued Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday by people like me who sit next to people like I sat next to. There's one woman who's suing one of the airlines for like $2 million. Let's see if I can see what that story is. For claiming she's sitting next to a grossly overweight passenger and left her with back injuries. All right, so maybe
what? I don't know if I buy it.
A lawyer could come up with anything. This way they are protecting themselves. All right, every plane they put a bench seat in, so if they get two heavy people, they put them on the bench seat. End of story.
But then wait a second, is there only one bench seat on the plane so that it's like you're in timeout? If you're... I don't know if that's really cool.
They put
either.
A sign up there, you know.
You know what I think they ought to do? This is really going to tell a story. I think they need to have a separate compartment for kids. I am so tired, even when I sit up front, of people who have these small kids and they
you're getting old.
I
don't want to listen to kids screaming. There are plenty of parents who control their children, or they please them, or the kids are happy, or whatever it is. I mean, I can understand the kid's got an earache or something that happens that is not.
All right, so,
parents want the kids run up and down the aisle.
You don't want to fly with fat people.
So fat people can't fly. We should lock them up. People with kids should be locked up as well.
Mr. Tolerance over here.
Is there anyone that you're okay with flying with?
But people would be quiet and mind their own business and don't try to engage in the conversation.
Okay, so now I can't go.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, that story about the bench seat without all the commentary is at DougStephan.com. And it's
time.
Entitled Flying While Fat.
Flying While
Fat. And those flat people, they shouldn't be allowed on planes.
Remember Flat Stanley?
Yes, I remember Flat Stanley. He never took up too much room. You just turned him sideways.
You just taped him on your tray table and went, Flat Stanley's on an airplane.
Part two of this story has to do with a recent experience that JetBlue passengers had.
Yeah, this is really cool. It's a flight and a video that they entitled Reach Across the Aisle.
Can't do that either.
Yeah. JetBlue is trying to do something Congress can't do, which is get everybody on an airplane to agree on something. And what they decided to do was give away free round-trip tickets to anywhere in the world that JetBlue flies, but the catch is that everyone on the plane had to agree on the same destination, and it was an all or nothing offer. So they all had to agree on one place. It could be international, it could be domestic. So they all had these red and blue paddles, and they got the vote. And then when they couldn't agree, they had a little timeout time to be able to discuss it. Here's some of the
overwhelming majority, folks. We are going somewhere internationally. Raise your hands for Costa Rica, Aruba, Jamaica, Colombia, St. Lucia, and lastly, Turks and Caicos. It's between Costa Rica and Turks and Caicos. And it must be a unanimous decision. Raise your hands for Turks and Caicos. All right, raise them up for Costa Rica. Remember, we all go where no one goes. So I'm going to invite you now to take this time to talk to your neighbors. Listen to each other's arguments for and against their chosen destination.
Costa Rica.
Turks and Caicos.
Costa Rica.
Turks and Caicos.
Turks and Caicos is not happening.
There's beaches in Costa Rica.
Not my Turks and Caicos.
So they let them get up, and they let people state their case on the intercom, and they're holding the phone, and they're talking.
So let me get this straight. They take off headed for what? For where? They take off. Where do people think they're going?
It was just a flight to wherever. To
Omaha. A flight to nowhere? Omaha? And in the middle of the flight, they say, okay, you guys want to go to Costa Rica? We're going to take you there plane?
No, this is for another time.
Oh.
So basically, they were offering everybody who was on the flight the ability to win a trip at another time.
I'd like to know where that flight originated and where it was going. I think that would tell a lot. I mean, if it originated in New York or L.A. and was going in between those two cities, that's one group of people.
All right, I'm
going
to bet it's either their two biggest hubs are Boston and New York. That's where JetBlue has the most impact. And so I'm going to bet from one of those two cities.
So they all voted. They all finally did agree on Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And they all should have gone to Turks and Caicos. It's awesome.
That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
No. Costa Rica has the rainforest and the beaches, so you have a choice.
So the last...
That would have been my argument.
We're in trouble already.
Here's the last plane story. This is a more serious one. Investigators have identified Russian soldiers who were involved in shooting down the Malaysian jetliner over the Ukraine. They actually identified them, so now there's a hit out. The Ukrainians have a hit out on the Russians that it claims attacked the jet.
Well, you knew that was coming at some point.
That is such a messy back and forth between Ukraine and Russia.
All right, let's straighten out a few more problems here for you. 44 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program here to help you reduce premiere. Thank you, Doug. Help you reduce premature hair loss. I was just reading an article about Rush Limbaugh, and I went into premiere mode. Sorry about that, because this is more important. This is about Provia. Provia 1 and Provia 2. Provia 1 is the regular way that you can use this product. It's cleansing your scalp. You put it on there, opens up the pores in your scalp, allows the follicles of hair to go back up again. If you want it to work faster, there's a volumizer in Provia 2 that'll make your hair, it'll do all the things Provia 1 does, but it also cleanses your scalp and volumizes what hair you have left on your head while you're waiting for the new stuff to come come through. This is a great product. It's all natural, and it really does work. It works. You get your hair back or your money back. Pretty simple, straightforward, and really has results. Otherwise, how the heck would they keep advertising this stuff? If it didn't work, they'd go out of business, or at least they'd stop selling this. So you'll have a better appearance in 3 to 4 months, get more hair, faster follicle stimulation and rejuvenation, more thickness, and just more hair. That's the bottom line with Provia. All natural. Call 800-525-8319. You want to get your hair back. You don't want to have an operation. You're tired of not having hair. It's nice to have a head of hair. It really is. Some men look good without hair. Some men don't. So if you don't think you look good, and by the way, this is for women as well, because women don't look good without hair. I don't know if that sounds like a sexist comment or not. I don't think women look good without hair. So if you're down with that, call 800-525-8319. Rich, can you imagine Jennifer and Roberta without any hair? I have a hard time doing it.
No. Roberta, yeah. Jennifer, not so much, no.
Really?
Oh, no. I could never have no
hair. Who's the, like, other
Roberta
than
would be a hot, bald chick.
Sinead O'Connor. Who do you see that doesn't have hair? Who? What women do you see that don't have?
With work boots and a set of keys dangling right from my belt buckles.
Oh, shoot. What's-her-face did it. The blonde, the hot blonde actress did it in the Mad Max movie this past
summer. Charlize Theron.
Yes.
Charlize.
Yeah, right. She carried it off, man.
800-525-8319. Well, you don't have to carry it off, and you're not in the movies. So help yourself to a way to look better all the time from now on. You use this 1 month. I think you use it 1 week a month, and then you let it do its job. So get on it. 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Samantha Harris, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. I want to stay healthy for a long time to come, and that goes for brain health, too. Tragically, brain diseases such as Alzheimer's afflict millions of Americans and take a huge toll on their families. Vital research is needed to find cures faster. You can help by registering now at brainhealthregistry.org. It's online, free, and easy to do. Let's all keep our brain health top of mind. Help find Alzheimer's cures faster by visiting brainhealthregistry.org.
Maryland school students last year took a standardized assessment called PARC. The exam marked the first time the tests were aligned with what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared PARC with the former state tests. 2012 Teacher of the Year, Josh Parker.
Every teacher who took part in the research study came to the same conclusion. PARC is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because PARC is aligned to our academic standards, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong critical and analytical thinking skills. PARC also pulled back the curtain on a long unspoken truth. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even start working right after high school.
We know now that PARC is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will make sure that all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
49 after the hour here on Good Day. Aaron Andrews was crying in court, her father describing how she was a shell of her former self. They were scared for her life after the stalker situation. So what do we need to know about this as the saga continues, Jennifer?
Well, her dad said that she's afraid. She's afraid of crowds, afraid of people. She doesn't trust anyone. He was crying. She was crying. He added that Aaron puked just thinking about watching the videos.
Yeah.
The FBI had asked her to view some of the clips to help agents find clues about who this guy was that shot him. She's suing Michael David Barrett and Marriott Hotels for $75 million. And this stems all the way back, actually, to 2009 when she was getting popular. People were starting to really know who she was. And she had this stalker who asked to check into the room next to her.
Right.
And Marriott let him, and he had a peephole and was taking video of her in, you know, undressed and in really compromising positions.
She's that sports reporter.
Innocent positions, though.
And host of Dancing with the Stars.
She wasn't doing anything wrong. She was just getting dressed.
Yeah, getting dressed, right. I mean, but obviously, you don't want people to see
you. You're not being safe in your own room, for God's sakes.
That's a violation.
Right. Yeah, of course it is. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I want to ask Donna Leonard to go out for a soda after school.
But no hot rodding.
Thanks, Ma. She's the most far-out chick in my class. You wouldn't believe how much I dig her.
Sure I would. I've been digging Sam so long, by the time he proposes, I'll be 6 feet under.
Oh, Alex, what would we do without you?
Probably eat out.
That's supposed to be funny. I know, but it sounds like a phony laugh track of all those
That's the idea.
Things.
Really? Campy, yeah.
Grunge version of the Brady Bunch theme by Zachary Frone.
That's awesome.
Jan, a real friend likes you for who you are, not what's on your face. If you judge your friends for passing judgment on you, you're not only judging yourself, you're judging your friends for judging you, and that would be using bad judgment.
I never thought of it that way.
But you kids have no idea what it takes to impress a chick. Maybe someday, when you're older, you'll get hip to what it's like being a man.
Yeah. I had no idea
weirdest thing is this old 21 years ago, this week, this movie was number one. 1995 for the Brady Bunch movie.
Now they can bring it back again and watch everybody get their hip replacements.
Aww.
Knee replacements.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. Yeah. Chaka, what do you remember about this movie, the Brady? Was this the first sort of, as we look at television shows, was this one of the first attempts to make a movie out of a TV show?
Well, like, what they did is they spoofed it, but they also paid homage to it. It worked, though. Yeah. So, I mean, I think they did two Brady Bunch movies. I thought they were both pretty entertaining.
Yeah. All right.
And they made money, too. They had success at the box office.
With the Oscars coming this weekend, we're going to have a conversation about what people think is the Academy's problem and a couple of other things to reveal to you about the Best Picture nominees, et cetera, coming right up here on Good Day with Chuck Curry.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Starting Thursday, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing tomorrow through Sunday with the Guitar Center Gear Card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
56. All right, YouTube has revealed some fan favorites for the Oscar Best Picture nominees. Says it's looking good for Leo and The Revenant. Movie trailer leaderboard suggested this. Let's see. Revenant had 21.9 million fans. Mad Max 21.5. Martian 20.1. Chucker, what do you think? These are based on.
I wouldn't really go by the fans, but from what I read, the Vegas odds makers have Leonardo DiCaprio at a 1 to 100 odds to win the Oscar for Best Actor. Not 100 to 1, 1 to 100, which means he's a guarantee. Really? To win the Oscar for Best Actor.
You agree with that?
I think he'll win. I wouldn't say 1 to 100, but yeah, my gut feeling is yeah, he's going to win.
All right. So
and the Revenant is a favorite, not a big favorite, but a favorite to win the Oscar for Best Picture, followed by Spotlight and the Big Short. Right. They're all three of them, I think, are really good movies.
So here's the other deal is all the continuing conversation about whether the Academy is biased, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the president of the L.A. Urban Policy Roundtable, Jennifer, talking about the only thing that will make the Academy take notice of the problem is a boycott.
From day one, we called for a national tune-out or boycott. For the tune-out of the Oscar ceremony on February 28th, why? Because there's one way to send a message to the Academy. They have got part of the message, only part of the message, in terms of a promise to make change. And that's to hit the Academy, to hit the ceremony, to hit the network, and to hit sponsors where they, in fact, will listen. They
may apply for it. You know, so this is getting to be a little much, as far as I'm concerned. I think that the conversation the lady who's starring in 45 had, there's racism, yes, but fix the problem by not doing all these things.
And it's not
change
they're
who's
not getting
voting.
Movie roles. It's no. Not nominated for the Oscars.
The Academy Awards are this weekend. The poll at DougStefan.com. Which is your pick? Best Picture, Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Mad Max, The Martian, The Revenant, Room, Spotlight. I haven't seen any of the movies. I'd pick The Big Short, I think, frankly.
It's a really good movie.
It is.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.